Unit 10. Different views on intelligence. Speaker 1. Regarding intelligence, I would borrow some definitions from well-known psychologists and proponents of theories of intelligence, which say that adaptability to new environments, acquisition of knowledge, reasoning and abstraction, comprehension, evaluation and judgment, and thinking originally and productively are the key abilities that comprise intelligence. For me, intelligence is the ability to do things in accordance with what is expected. It may be from learning ability, problem solving, logical thinking, reasoning, adaptation, and more. Hence, it is not bounded by cognitive thinking. It affects and comprises the whole bodily ability. I believe that everyone is intelligent in their own way, and everyone has the ability to learn and thus improve their intelligence. Speaker 2.
School smart and real world smart are, as we all know, not the same thing. It's perfectly possible to ace every test in college and struggle in life after you graduate. So if academic grades aren't enough to prove a person is intelligent, how do the world's most successful people spot the truly, practically intelligent? According to Steve Jobs, the key to being truly smart isn't deep expertise in one field, but instead the ability to make surprising connections between apparently different fields. For him, a lot of what it means to be smart is the ability to zoom out, like you're in a city and you could look at the whole thing from the 80th floor down at the city. And while other people are trying to figure out how to get from point A to point B reading these little maps, you could just see it in front of you. You can see the whole thing, he said in an interview. That's definitely a fascinating conception of intelligence, but it raises an inevitable question: how do you develop the ability to get an overarching view of a situation in this way? For me personally, it's a mix of what Steve Jobs said and the ability to find unique and independent ways of seeing things and solving problems. In other words, intelligence is all about creating your own solutions.
Speaker 3.
Intelligence is the ability to acquire existing knowledge and combine it with whatever we have learned. Intellect is one of humanity's most valuable qualities, allowing us to distinguish, evaluate, and form opinions. Its conclusions depend on the accuracy of information used and on the validity of assumptions. Real intelligence is a combination of intellectual skills, which can be measured, and qualities like wisdom, good judgment, and insight, which cannot be measured. Real intelligence includes taking into account the long-term results of an action. It thus results in striving to be a wise, experienced, and good person.
Speaker 4.
Emotional intelligence is widely recognized as a valuable skill that helps improve communication, management, problem solving, and relationships within the workplace. It is a skill which someone may not be born with, but that can be improved with training and practice. IQ is a measuring unit for our intelligence potential, which has no direct relationship to our present intelligence. It is the EQ which makes you socially active and creative. Emotional intelligence is the heightened awareness of others' emotions, including your own. The most successful professionals are successful in their respective fields due to their EQ, not IQ. Successful CEOs or managers in the business world need to develop their self-awareness, social awareness, and relationship management skills to get the best out of themselves and their teams. They also need to understand themselves and their team members on a far more factual and research-based level so that they can determine their ability to address the team's needs based on the different types of personalities and intelligence within the group.